Hi, this is Jane Hinchliffe. Today we're going to talk about painting out our stories from the heart. I personally feel we all have stories that are just begging to be explored with paint and words. So I'm from www.janehinchliffe.com and this is based on a blog post that I published yesterday, the 4th of June. And if you notice the photo that goes along with this audio file, this podcast, it shows a journal page that I just completed, and it shows myself and my son Joseph, and it's a page from my journal, and it has we're standing on a beach and there's the ocean in the background and a hill, kind of mountains in the background, and there's bunting that I've put up and some birds, the sky, the sun. And so that's kind of what I'm about today, painting out our stories from the heart. So the background to this is, the other day on my blog and on Audioboo, I shared with you about the some of the feelings that have surfaced since our son has been diagnosed with high-functioning autism, or Asperger's, some people know it as. And pretty much I'm still, you know, it's still quite fresh. So I'm still processing everything, but really felt a need to explore some of the emotions that I was feeling and to kind of explore the pictures and the images and the stories that were going on in my head, as well as the words that were on my heart. And for me, putting them all down on paper and then painting them out, painting my story out as it stands at this moment, is just a fantastic tool for me to explore some of these emotions. Someone else who does a great job of this is Tim Sally, that website, and I love what she does with her paintings. And I've put a link on that on my blog post. So with my particular piece, I didn't have any preconceived idea as to how I wanted it to turn out. It was just purely for my exploration and the healing benefits that come out of that for me. So I find every time I do this process that I learn something new and profound, and often when I look at the pieces later, I can still find something in there that's still relevant and new and thought-provoking and useful. For me, including words in the piece makes it more relevant still, because not only can I set down the story visually, and as an artist, obviously, I'm interested in visual images, I also like processing the words as well. So by writing the words out, handwriting them, that just helps to encompass what I'm feeling more fully in that moment as well. So, as you see in the photo, we were by the sea. That's the place that I chose to. That's what I chose to paint in my journal page. We don't live near the sea, but so I don't quite know why I've included that. But I do really enjoy the sea when if we go on holiday or whatever, and I do find it very healing, so that's possibly why I've chosen the seaside. And the bunting, again, I kind of wasn't particularly aware that that's what I was doing when I was drawing, but I think the bunting for me, I really like bunting. I even like that word. And so I think it's just quite a happy kind of image for me, and it's positive and comforting and just has a happy vibe to it. So I put that in and coloured it in. I think also it's about finding answers and feeling empowered. So it's kind of like a celebration. You know, you usually put bunting up, don't you, to celebrate something. there's birds flying, the sun is shining, we're standing close next to each other, and we're smiling. And then there's a little detail. I added a little sticky star onto my son's outfit in the picture. And that's just because he is a star. And it fitted in with well with how I was feeling at the time. And a little bit of washi paper. If you don't know what washi paper is, it's just like on a sellotape roll, but it's paper, and there's loads of different designs that you can get nowadays. And mine just has colourful spots on it, and I just kind of stuck that on just because I wanted to. So in this piece, I like how the strokes are really haphazard and they're messy and spontaneous, and it's important for me with these pieces that I'm not trying to make a piece of art as such. I'm just trying to paint out a feeling and kind of explore along with the painting as it goes on, as I complete the painting. So I'm painting what's on my heart. I'm not trying to paint a perfect composition, far from it, in fact. And then the words I added were autism. It's just words. It doesn't describe who Joseph is, his gifts, his talents, his personality. It's not who he is, it's just an aspect, not a definition. He's so much more. So I will stand close by him, cheering him on and holding his hand if he needs it. I'll catch him when he falls. I'll help him spread his wings and tend to him when he calls me. Joseph, you are loved, always have been and always will be. And when you feel alone, it's at those times that you carried on the wings of love. So now it's over to you. If you feel inspired by this and you have a story in your heart, no matter how small or how big, or it doesn't have to be something deep, it could just be something small that's happened, like you've taken a nice walk and you just wanted to capture the moment, or you've just had a good day, or you want to capture a certain emotion or whatever, you know, give this a go. Even if you haven't tried it before. So all you need are some paints, either acrylic, watercolour or coloured pencils. You know, like watercoloured pencils. Even better, a journal, a brush and a little bit of time. And then think about your story, whether you feel an image that comes to mind. What colours do you feel or see in your mind's eye? Are there any words that come to mind? Or is there just an abstract shape or series of shapes that better reflect your story? Whatever it is, it's just right, because after all, it's your story and you're the only one that can tell it. So if you want to try this for yourself, I find the following tips are also helpful for me, and they might be for you too. I tell myself that it will be messy and imperfect, but that's okay. And I actually find that quite freeing. It sometimes can spark other emotions, but that's okay. I've learned to welcome that. I'm gentle with myself. If I don't like something that I've painted, I just paint over. I try not to listen to my inner critic too much. I just keep going. I gift myself 20 minutes of uninterrupted time and ignore the voice saying, "You don't have time. You should be doing such and such." I try to be as honest as possible, responding to my emotions as best I can, either through colour, imagery, words, or all of the above, and nothing is off limits. Sometimes the imagery is positive and sometimes not so. Again, that's okay, it's just life. I know also that if I need to have a good chat with a friend, I can. So I'd love to know how you get on, and as I say, I'll be posting a photo of my completed journal page, and let me know how it goes for you. So that's it from me, janehinchliffe.com, and hoping to connect with you another time. Thank you. Bye.